Thank you, colleague. On the ratification of or accession to treaties and protocols, Eritrea will undertake a thorough needs assessment and study to determine the feasibility and potential impact of ratifying this international instrument within the national context. This process aims to ensure harmonization with the existing legal framework and institutional capacities. It is crucial to highlight that the mere ratification or accession of treaties does not guarantee the realization of their intended objectives. Effective implementation requires robust domestic legislation, institutional mechanisms, and adequate resources to fulfill reporting obligations and other compliance measures. While international treaties serve as important guiding principles, Eritrea emphasizes the primacy of its national laws and policies in safeguarding the rights and well-being of its citizens. The government remains committed to upholding human rights standards and continue to strengthen its domestic legal and institutional framework to address the specific needs and circumstances of the country. On questions of cooperation with special procedures and implementation of their recommendations, Eritrea maintains its reservations about certain UN human rights mandates and reports, which it views as politically motivated and serve narrow interests rather than promoting genuine human rights. Eritrea believes that the reports of the defunct Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea and the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Eritrea are based on unverified allegations and dubious sources lacking impartiality and objectivity. Thus, reports fail to adequately consider the interconnection between peace and security, development, and the challenges Eritrea faces as a young developing nation, emerging from a protracted struggle for independence and nation-building efforts. The reports also place too much disproportionate emphasis on civil and political rights while neglecting economic, social, and cultural rights, as well as the right to development. Eritrea supports a balanced approach that recognizes the indivisibility and interdependence of all human rights. Eritrea is concerned that these mandates and reports contribute to the politicization of human rights, deviating from the objectives and purposes of the UN Charter and the Human Rights Council founding instruments. It is also equally concerning that those mandates have been confrontational and failed to foster genuine dialogue and cooperation aimed at strengthening member states' institutional and organizational capacity to fulfill their human rights obligations. Eritrea believes that the mandate holders have not upheld the Code of Conduct for Special Procedure mandate holders of the Human Rights Council, which emphasizes principles such as objectivity, non-selectivity, and respect for national sovereignty. While Eritrea remains committed to upholding human rights standards, it has reservations about cooperating with these specific mandates and implementing their recommendations due to the aforementioned concerns. Eritrea may consider engaging with these mechanisms if they demonstrate impartiality, objectivity, and respect for Eritrea's national context and development priorities. Eritrea calls for a constructive and non-politicized approach to human rights and dialogue based on genuine cooperation, mutual understanding, and respect for national sovereignty and development priorities. On death penalty, Eritrea is one of the countries where the death penalty is recognized as a form of criminal punishment in its penal code. The Transitional Penal Code of Eritrea includes the death penalty as a punishment for serious offenses. However, the Transitional Penal Code outlines a strict procedure for its application. According to Article 117 of the Transitional Penal Code, a prisoner condemned to death penalty and awaiting execution may be kept under the same conditions as a prisoner serving a sentence of rigorous imprisonment. The director of prisoners is obliged to, by Article 117, to take necessary steps for safety of the prisoner. With the prisoner's consent, they may be given work to perform until the execution of the death penalty. Article 234 of the Transitional Penal Code states that a prisoner may remain on death row for up to 30 years, after which the death sentence becomes unenforceable. In the case of a pregnant woman, if the child is born alive, the law considers that the mother's responsibility to care for the child and commits the death sentence to rigorous imprisonment. Since independence, only 4 convicted criminals have been sentenced to death, and only 2 sentences have been executed. Therefore, in Eritrea, no convicted criminal have been sentenced to death since November 2011, and the death penalty has never been executed since May 1999. I thank you.